Okay, so if you've spent any serious time hunting, especially over the last, say, quarter century, the name Badlands Gear probably rings a bell.
Definitely. Yeah, they've built quite a reputation. Gear that works, holds up, keeps you comfortable, way out there.
Exactly. And that's what we're doing today, kind of getting under the hood of Badlands Gear.
Right. We'll look at how they actually, design their stuff, their warranty, which says a lot.
Yeah.
And then dig into some key products, camo, packs, thermal gear.
Perfect. The goal isn't just like a feature list. It's to give you a real feel for why they're a go-to for so many hunters.
Yeah, a quick, insightful look at what they focus on, what hunters really need.
So where do we start? What really sets their gear apart from the get-go?
Well, I think a really interesting place to begin is their design process. It's kind of fundamental.
Okay.
What stands out is they use an in-house design methodology. Everything's done by their own team.
In-house. Okay, so they're not outsourcing design. What's the actual benefit of that for the person using it?
Well, the big thing is control. Complete control over development, start to finish.
Wow.
They can make sure every single stitch, every buckle, the materials, it all meets their high standards. It's just a tighter grip than using outside folks.
Right, like a chef controlling everything from buying ingredients to the final plate,
Yeah.
not relying on others for key parts.
Exactly that. And, this setup really helps drive innovation.
How so?
Their designers can mock up new ideas really quickly, prototype fast, test them rigorously, often based on their own hunting experiences, and then make adjustments fast. It leads to gear that's not just good on paper, but actually proven out there.
So a faster feedback loop.
Yeah, a much tighter feedback loop.
Yeah.
They can refine designs constantly. It would be slower, more complicated with external partners who maybe don't live and breathe hunting the same way.
And I heard this really shows up in their camo clothing designs.
Oh, absolutely. They're unique camo patterns. Prime example of this working well. The designers really understand the materials, the different places people hunt, and how everything needs to fit together across the whole product line.
So it all works as a system.
Exactly. There's a real cohesion. It's not just random items. Things complement each other visually and functionally. So for you, the listener, what this means is gear that just feels incredibly well thought out, field ready, basically.
Okay, makes sense. They put a lot into the design. But, things happen out there. Gear takes a beating.
For sure.
That brings us to warranties. And Badlands seems to have a pretty strong stance here.
They really do. They offer what they call an unconditional lifetime warranty.
Unconditional lifetime. That's a bold claim.
It is. And it says a lot about how confident they are in their gear holding up long term.
So let's break that down. Unconditional lifetime. What does that practically mean if I buy their stuff?
Basically, it covers manufacturing defects. So a seam fails because of how it was sewn, or a buckle snaps due to a flaw in the material. They'll stand behind it, repair or replace.
So what's the real benefit for the hunter? What does that translate to?
It's like a safety net, like you said, a significant one.
Yeah.
You're investing knowing the company backs the quality. It means long-term reliability.
Peace of mind.
Totally. Peace of mind. Your investment is protected season after season. It really highlights their commitment to quality, just like the detail in their camo.
Right.
If it's an issue with how it was made, you're covered. Repair or replace. For you listening, it just drastically cuts the risk of buying gear. You're getting more than a product, you're getting a company that backs its work. That's real long-term value.
That kind of commitment is pretty rare, actually. Definitely suggests they believe in the durability. Okay, so we've got the design thinking, the backing behind the products. Let's get into the specifics now. What are they really known for?
Right. They offer a wide range, but yeah, they've really made a name for themselves in a few key areas. Let's start with maybe the most obvious one, their camo clothing.
Camo. Yeah, it's more than just blending in visually, isn't it? It can genuinely affect your hunt.
Oh, absolutely. Good camo isn't fashion. It's a critical tool. It can seriously up your odds. And Badlands really specializes in camo that performs. Their approach camo systems are a great example.
Okay, approach camo systems.
Yeah.
What makes their camo different? It's not just random blotches, I assume.
Not at all. They're engineered for really good concealment in lots of different
Not
environments.
so well.
They use multi-layered patterns and what they call adaptive color schemes.
Adaptive colors.
Yeah, the clever part is how these patterns break up the human silhouette. Game animals are incredibly good at spotting that distinct human outline.
Right.
These layers and colors work to disrupt that shape. The adaptive colors also help you blend better with whatever's around you, and they're even designed to work well in different light conditions. Morning, noon, evening.
That sounds like they've really thought about animal vision, how light works.
Exactly. And they have different versions, like Approach OG and Approach FX, tailored for different terrains, different seasons.
You can match it to where you're hunting.
Precisely. It's about becoming almost invisible in that specific environment. And importantly, they use quality materials. Durable, comfortable for long days out.
Mm-hmm.
So, summing it up, the effectiveness really comes from that combo. Multi-layered patterns, adaptive colors, working together to make you disappear. For you listening, think about trying to spot something camouflaged. The more layers, the better the color blend, the tougher it is. Same idea here, but aimed at fooling game.
Okay, got it. So you're hidden. But what about carrying everything you need? That's where backpacks come in, right?
Absolutely. A good pack is, well, it's non-negotiable for serious hunting. And Badlands builds theirs knowing exactly what hunters face in the field. They focus on features that are actually useful.
Okay, actually useful. Like what sets them apart?
Well, one big one hunters really like is the built-in meat shelf.
Ah, yeah. Packing out an animal is tough work.
It really is. These integrated shelves make carrying that heavy load much more stable and more comfortable.
Makes sense.
They also focus on hydration compatibility. Staying hydrated is crucial, obviously. Safety, performance, and maybe most importantly, ergonomic designs. So even with a heavy load, the pack distributes the weight well. Less strain, less fatigue.
That's huge, especially packing out miles from anywhere.
Definitely. And a good example is their Badlands 2200 pack. Lots of storage, smart organization, that comfy suspension system built for those longer hunts.
Right.
And like their clothing, these packs are tough, built to handle rough conditions, just as resilient.
So durability across the board.
Yeah. They have a range of packs for different hunts, day tricks, multi-day backcountry stuff. But the core ideas, ergonomics, practical storage, those stay consistent. For you at home, picture being deep in the woods, needing to carry gear, maybe an animal, comfortably and efficiently. That's the problem these packs solve.
Okay, so concealment check. Yeah. Carrying gear, dot check. But what about cold when the temperature plummets? They have thermal gear too, right? Mm-hmm.
That's the last key area for today. Their thermal camo clothing line. It's specifically designed for warmth and comfort in cold, sometimes really extreme weather.
Yeah, staying warm, but also being able to move is tricky sometimes. You don't want to feel like the Michelin Man.
Exactly. And Badlands uses advanced insulation tech, gets you great heat retention without tons of bulk. That's key for mobility. Mm. Products like their Kaler jacket and pants, they really show this. They also use moisture wicking fabrics, essential for staying dry, even if you're working up a sweat in the cold.
Right. Getting wet is the enemy.
Totally. And again, ergonomic design so you can move freely. This thermal gear really works with their camo systems. Keeps you out longer, focused, not shivering.
So what's the tech there? Insulation and...
Advanced insulation and moisture wicking fabrics. They work together. Hold heat in, move moisture out, keeps you warm, dry, comfortable. For you listening, think about those freezing early mornings in a stand. This gear fights that cold, keeps you focused.
Okay, so let's pull this all together. What are the main things to remember about Badlands gear?
Well, first, that strong commitment to in-house design. It drives quality, innovation, all focused on hunter needs.
Right.
Then there's that unconditional lifetime warranty. Huge confidence booster. Great peace of mind for you.
Definitely.
And then the core products. Their Approach camo system's really effective. Mm. Science-based concealment. Their hunting backpacks, innovative. Practical features like the meat shelf, ergonomic comfort, and their thermal clothing, advanced insulation, moisture wicking, keeps you warm without restricting movement. It all points to this dedication Badlands has to quality, performance, reliability, gear you can trust.
And if people want to see the full range, learn more about the tech.
Yeah, check out dynewild.com/Badlands. All the info is there.
Great. Well, hopefully this deep dive gave everyone a solid understanding of what makes Badlands gear such a respected name. They've been doing it right for a long time.
Yeah, over 25 years. Thanks for joining us.
And one last thing to think about as you consider your own gear. How do these design ideas, that lifetime warranty from Badlands, how does that compare to what you're using now?
Mm.
Does your current kit offer that same level of engineering and that long-term promise? Definitely something worth mulling over. Thanks for tuning in.